What's News? I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Many homeowners lack flood insurance to cover them in cases of storms like Hurricane Florence. We'll have more on this in a moment. First, here are some top news headlines. We're continuing to cover the path of Hurricane Florence. The storm made landfall along the southeastern shore of North Carolina early Friday, while continuing to batter the state with fierce winds, pounding rain and flooding, and knocking out power for hundreds of thousands of people. Rescues have started, and FEMA has sent in workers to parts of North Carolina. Florence, which slowed dramatically, is forecast to move inland along southeastern parts of North and South Carolina on Friday and Saturday. Wind speeds have slowed, and Florence has become a Category 1 storm, but the threat of flooding will remain for days, with up to 40 inches of rain forecast in parts of North Carolina. Check back at our website, WSJ.com, for the latest updates on Hurricane Florence. Paul Manafort pled guilty to two criminal charges Friday, and federal prosecutors said in court he had agreed to cooperate with them, developments that could add momentum to special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The plea heads off a second criminal trial for the former Trump campaign chairman. Mr. Manafort, who becomes the fifth associate of President Trump to plead guilty in connection with the Mueller probe, admitted to conspiracy against the U.S. and conspiracy to obstruct justice. He already was convicted last month by a federal jury of not reporting to tax authorities more than $16 million he earned for political consulting work in Ukraine in the early 2010s. Consumers reined in their spending in August, taking a breather after very strong sales growth in July. The Commerce Department says sales at retail stores and restaurants rose 0.1% from the prior month to a seasonally adjusted $509 billion. That was well below the expected 0.4% increase. U.S. consumer sentiment took a big jump in September, rising to the second highest level since 2004. The University of Michigan said Friday its preliminary index of consumer sentiment was a much stronger than expected 100.8 this month, up from August's final reading of 96.2. Still ahead, the number of homeowners with flood insurance has fallen over the past 5 years. When a house gets damaged due to things such as a fire or a bad storm, the homeowner's insurance policy covers much of the damage. But standard policies usually exclude storm surge, flooding, and in some coastal counties, wind damage. The Wall Street Journal says fewer homeowners in North and South Carolina own flood insurance than 5 years ago, signaling that they won't have access to ready cash if they need to rebuild after Hurricane Florence. Joining us with more on this is the Wall Street Journal's Leslie Sism. Leslie, homeowners have to buy flood insurance separately, don't they?
Yes. This has been the case for 50 years at least. The government created a flood insurance program in the 1960s because so many private sector insurers were not covering flood damage. So the government said, we need to go ahead and run a program so at least we're collecting some premium because we're paying out all this aid after these major flooding disasters.
So they buy these policies through the National Flood Insurance Program?
The policies are actually available through private sector insurers. You can go to the floodsmart.gov website and learn about how to buy them, but they are typically bought through agents who sell standard homeowners policies. But the risk of the policies is borne by the U.S. government, that is, taxpayers.
And it sounds like from your article at WSJ.com that fewer people have been taking advantage of this. So by how much have flood coverage rates fallen in North Carolina and South Carolina since 2013?
They are down by single-digit amounts. In North Carolina, the number of policies in force is down 3.6% over the past 5 years. In South Carolina, that's down 1.2%. It's a real frustration to the government and to communities that so few people buy these policies. Why? Many people don't know that they need to buy the policies. Many people wrongly assume this is covered under a standard policy, and it is not until their home has been ravaged that they call up their insurance company to file a claim, and the claims people say, we don't cover flooding.
Is it also the case, Leslie, that the homeowners figure the policies may be too expensive or they figure they just won't need it?
Yes, part of the decline in the number of policies over the last several years is because the policies have actually gotten more expensive. So some of the people are not renewing their policies. The only people in America who are required to buy these policies are those with federally backed mortgages who live in high risk areas. These are areas designated high risk on government flood maps. Many people, once they pay off their mortgage, may choose to drop the coverage.
And this comes as there's been a lot of development along the Carolina coast. I mean, people aren't just retiring to places like Florida. They're retiring to the Carolinas or just moving there for jobs.
Yes, there's been astronomical amounts of development on all the eastern, southeastern coastal areas. And one would want more people to be buying these policies, not fewer. I will say a lot of the new construction is high quality. Some of the coastal states, South Carolina is known for having really good building codes. Most of these beach homes are built up on pilings. And so the storm surge generally isn't getting into their living quarters because that's above ground. The danger for people who say, oh, geez, I don't need this flood policy because I've got my house up on stilts and the water is just going to come under and wash off my carport and move back out to the sea. The danger is in really rough surge. Does that somehow destabilize those pilings?
Well, I imagine the winds could really, you know, knock it over.
Maybe. The insurance companies cover wind damage, but a homeowner can get into a legal dispute about whether the house toppled because wind pushed it over or if it was the surge that pushed it over.
So basically, we're talking about fewer people taking advantage of flood insurance through the federal government. And I can imagine, you know, with greater development along the Carolina coast, this is really going to increase costs for somebody, namely Uncle Sam.
The program does run at a deficit. It has a fairly large amount of debt right now. So if there are a lot of claims from this small number of people who have the policies, yeah, that could result in debt.
What are we talking about as far as price range is concerned with these flood insurance policies?
In one of the examples we cite in our story, a homeowner on a North Carolina beach was facing a $9,000 annual premium. That person had been paying about $5,600 in 2006, so there had been a steady increase over the years. So the person in this year said, hey, I'm through paying my mortgage. I'm not really eager to pay $9,000. I'll roll the dice and see what happens. So that's one example.
What about the floods from last year, Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Irma? It seems like fewer people, I guess, in the Houston and Texas area and the Southwest area in general or Gulf Coast area, fewer people took advantage of these. Is there any way to know that?
We did look just year-over-year purchases. And those are up in most of the states. In Texas, they're up by a double-digit amount. In Florida, the number of policies year over year is up about 2%, and they're up single-digit amounts for North Carolina and South Carolina. But those increases weren't enough to make up for the decline over the five-year stretch. We were a little surprised to see there wasn't more buying because we thought with all the days and days of stories about the flooding in Houston and the lack of insurance there, that would have prompted a lot more buying nationally of the policies. But it seems to have had a muted effect.
Wall Street Journal reporter Leslie Sism, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.